Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. This is your audio version of the articles section and blog and newsletter post, Stretching to Build Muscle. It works, but there is a catch. So this blog post is lifted straight out of my giant stretching article. It's an excerpt, a new excerpt that I published in late August, and have refined it a bit and stuck it in the blog for your interest, because it's neat. And I like to share stuff on the blog that is interesting. I'm recording a version for both places. More and more, I'm trying to do this. This is the plan, is that I'm going to, every time I do an excerpt for the blog, something that is part of a larger article elsewhere on painscience.com, I will record it. And then there will be an audio version of that section of that article. And slowly but surely, there will be audio versions of all the sections of all the articles, you know, in about 1,000 years. It's going to take a while. This is the post, the excerpt. Yes, it's true, stretching can make muscles bigger and stronger, much like pumping iron, but without the pumping or the iron. You have to be really savage about it, though, and that's kind of the story here. Since its recent discovery, this fun fact about stretching has made the rounds in social media quite a bit. In fact, you've probably heard it. This probably isn't, if you spend any time online at all looking at the kind of stuff that I write about, you've already seen this news. And of course, the wide exposure and distribution on social media has resulted in the inevitable dumbing down and the exploitation by people with a financial stake in making stretching sound as awesome as possible in every way. And so this odd little bit of physiology is getting widely used as a fresh new justification for stretching as a pillar of fitness. Like people weren't enthusiastic enough about stretching already. But this isn't a pillar that will be holding anything up for actual people, probably not even elite athletes. Maybe a few obsessive compulsive masochists. Wernicke et al., I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, did indeed show that a large dosage of just stretching induced the same kinds of changes in muscle, hypertrophy, that we normally only expect to see from lifting heavy things, resistance training. Those results certainly are physiologically fascinating. They suggest that muscle adapts in more or less the same way to almost any kind of strong stimulus, not just exhausting it with contraction. Stress a muscle and it will grow. That's really neat if it's true. It's probably not all that surprising, but it's neat. We don't generally think about muscle growing in response to any stimulus except lifting heavy things. It's also meta-fascinating that we didn't already know this. Another good reminder that training and rehab science is still quite young in the big picture. It may be neat, but it is not very practical information, because the stretching protocol they used is just bonkers. So this is for a single muscle, mind you. An hour per day for 6 weeks at close to maximum stretch discomfort. Hard pass. Even half that intensity for half as long would still be an extremely impractical way to build any muscle. And again, that's one muscle. So if you're going to try to do that for a respectable percentage of your muscle mass, you're looking at an incredible amount of painful stretch. It would be a full-time job. I mean, I'm not joking. I don't think that's hyperbole. If you actually wanted to do all your muscles like this, I mean, do the math. An hour per day for one muscle. So you got to pick, let's say, 8 big muscles. If you want to do a bunch. And, you know, that's probably, you know, probably the 8 biggest stretchable muscles in the body that's probably a pretty respectable percentage of our overall muscle mass. Although there's, you know, obviously a ton that wouldn't be covered by that. I don't know, like, I'm going to guess maybe 30% of our muscle mass is in the eight biggest muscles. So 8 hours per day for 6 weeks of stretching every, you know, your biggest eight muscles. Whew. Yeah, not efficient. So maybe a more modest dosage of stretch would work. What if you could cut that in half, say, or even less? A similar study by Panidi showed the same effect with less outrageous durations, but it is still impractical and unpleasant. Only 9 to 15 minutes per muscle per day for 3 months. Do the math on that, and you're still looking at, you know, it's no longer a full-time job, but it's a part-time job. So really a lot of stretching even there. But maybe even less. What if we cut the dosage down even further? Maybe, you know, like 6 minutes of quite intense stretching. Well, unfortunately, that's unlikely to achieve the effect. A 2020 review by Nunes et al. Concluded, based on review of several other studies, that lower intensity stretch shows no clear sign of being able to get strengthening's job done. So it's likely that it just takes an uncomfortable regimen. If it's not uncomfortable, you're not stressing your muscles enough to change them. So this may be interesting physiology, but it is a really silly way to argue that stretching is healthy. Probably not one person in 10,000 has ever attempted that much stretching, let alone sustained it. And no one has ever taken up stretching because they thought it would build up their muscles. And it would be a fool's errand if they did it now based on this news. But now you know, pull out a muscle hard enough and long enough, and your body will probably say, okay, fine, we'll upgrade that a little. Yahtzee. Thanks for listening.